Gentlemen, may I present to you the Suicide Squad.
Hang on there, genius. You want us, your enemies, to help you bring down Commissioner Kelly?
You guys consider me your enemy? You're some of my best friends.
We haven't talked to you in like 3 years, CJ.
Wait, yeah, I'm thinking of different guys.
Oh, Raymond. That you came to me to ask for help shows how much you've matured. You know what else shows how much you've matured? Your withered face.
Now I know why you refer to this as a Suicide Squad, Peralta, because I already want to kill myself.
Why don't you wait a week? You'll probably die of old age.
The only way I'm gonna die is if you touch me with one of your bony fingers and drag me across the River Styx, you Reaper.
Ah, wonderful. Very creative. Look, John Kelly has to be stopped. He's spying on civilians. It's unconstitutional and it's wrong.
Please, do you think any one of these jackals cares about what's right or wrong?
I'll help.
See, sir, there is good in every person.
But I want it to be known as for selfish reasons.
Why would you want that to be known?
Because I never met CJ before, and I want him to think that I'm cool.
It's working. I mean, I love how you're taking over the room.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, I actually wouldn't mind getting rid of John Kelly either. That guy makes up so many dumb rules. He told me I couldn't eat raw chicken.
And you think a new commissioner will
Yeah, he's already on board, so yes, a new commissioner would let you eat raw chicken for whatever reason.
It's healthier.
It sure is, Siege.
And what do you hope to get out of this, Madeline? Let me guess. Revenge on Dorothy for killing your sister.
I want the same as you, Raymond. I think what John Kelly is doing is terrible.
Yes, well said, Wunsch. So we're all on board. This is exciting. Let's bring it in, huh? Suicide Squad on three. Ready? One, two.
I don't touch other dudes' hands.
Whose hand is sticky?
Oh, that might be me. I ate a popsicle earlier.
It's probably Madeline. Cockroaches release a mucus-like secretion.
You would know about roaches, you roach.
And three, Suicide Squad!
Why is Santiago here? We agreed to keep this secret.
Well, it's hard to keep secrets when you're married to an ace detective.
He told me as soon as he got home.
I did. I'm so excited about the Suicide Squad.
Oh, I love seeing these glimpses of domestic Peraltiago. Now kiss.
No.
You don't do it enough.
You do it all the time, just not in front of you.
It's been a year!
We don't have time for this. Now, Kelly's stingrays can steal cell phone data from anyone, including us, so I procured special equipment for us to communicate with.
Extremely old beepers?
Yeah, they're analog, so the stingrays can't detect them.
I had one of these in high school, and it was so cool. And you're just sitting in math class, and you feel that buzz, and it's your dad saying he loves you. The rest of the day, you're just walking on air. Did you guys just kiss?
Hmm?
Did I miss it?
Yes, it was very unprofessional.
Oh, come on!
I don't like this. I wouldn't wish working with Madeline Wunsch on my worst enemy. And my worst enemy is Madeline Wunsch. Whom I hate.
Look, if you want to stop Kelly, she's the key to my entire plan. So either you get over it, or we walk away from this thing right now.
Ugh, fine. I will learn to trust Madeline Wunsch. I will never trust Madeline Wunsch. She's a venomous snake waiting to strike, and you know what we do to snakes.
Chop their heads off, remove the skin, turn them into boots.
Don't be absurd. Who would want troll skin boots?
You just said she was a snake.
The devil comes in many forms. No, what I meant was, I want you to follow her and make sure she doesn't betray us. And, don't tell Peralta.
Count me in. I got nothing else going on.
Aren't you supposed to be getting ready to transfer to Staten Island?
That's not real.
It's pretty real last week.
That's before I decided to pretend it wasn't. I'm in denial.
Most people who are in denial don't usually say they're in denial.
That's because they're in denial about being in denial. But I'm not in denial. I'm in denial.
Is Shepard's brain okay for this mission?
Yes, sir. For this and all future 9-9 missions, which I'll definitely be a part of. Let's go.
So, this apartment will be our base for the duration of the mission. Thank you to the Vulture for procuring it.
And don't thank me. Thank my boy Billy. He said the place is mine while he's still in prison.
What?
That's not what it sounds like. His only crime was planning a kick-ass music festival.
Are you friends with the Fire Festival guy?
Best friends. He got a bum rap. You can learn about it when my documentary comes out. It points all the blame where it clearly belongs. With the island people.
Wow, so many levels of terrible there. All right, we need to catch Kelly in the act of illegally spying, so here's the plan. We commit a fake crime so serious that he's forced to deploy the stingray.
What kind of crime?
We're gonna kidnap a cop, but not just any cop. It needs to be someone so high ranking that it sends shockwaves through the system, but not important enough that their absence negatively impacts the NYPD in any way.
What are you guys thinking?
We're clearly all looking at you.
Oh God, am I in charge of the meeting? Dismissed. Dismissed.
No, you're getting kidnapped, CJ. Oh. Amy, Charles, and I will be the kidnappers. Captain Holt is the driver. Here's how it'll go down.
Approaching the target.
All right, let's do this. Masks on. Actually, scratch that. We're not gonna use ski masks. We'll use cool rubber masks.
Ooh, we should be the ladies of the First Wives Club. I call Keaton.
We're not gonna do First Wives Club masks.
Just because you can't be Keaton? Grow up, Jake.
No, because they don't exist. And also, Yeah, Keaton is clearly the coolest one, and I don't think it's really fair that you just called her. But forget it, we'll wear scary gorilla masks.
Approaching the target.
Okay, let's do this. Masks on.
When CJ goes to get his morning coffee, we will arrive and grab him. He will pretend to struggle just enough to attract attention.
Help!
I'm going to write this down so I remember my lines.
I can see that you already have the word milk written on your hand. I know where this is going.
Milk! Milk!
Don't do that.
Too risky. What if you leave DNA evidence at the scene?
Well, luckily, it's a missing persons case, so the lead detective will be the Vulture. He will arrive and...
No. Hold on, Peralta. You forgot to say that I ride in on my motorcycle.
Okay, the Vulture, who rode in on his motorcycle...
Kobe.
...will take charge and eliminate any evidence we left behind.
There's nothing here.
Make sure the other people working with you are your worst detectives.
I got just the guys for you. I mean, they're real duds. I wouldn't even trust those two to get coffee from me.
Gerard, tell them where we're at.
Brooklyn. You know, you guys take off, all right? I got this.
Right.
Hey, you, come here. You want to tell me what you saw?
I'll tell you what I'd like to see. You're big.
Stop! I'm the one describing the plan.
What, so there's not going to be any sex at all?
No. The point is, without any good leads, Kelly will give the order to use the Stingray, an order that we will record thanks to our very own Madeline Wunsch.
Not possible. Kelly won't tell me anything. He won't even meet with me.
Perhaps you can sneak in disguised as an old leather chair.
Will you calm down? She works at One Police Plaza. All you have to do is run into him.
Mr. Kelly!
No, Madeline, I didn't see you there. I thought you were an old leather chair.
He's not going to say that.
He might.
You're worse than the Vulture. Anyways, give him a handshake, a pat on the back.
I heard you're rap caught a serial killer. Hot clues, strikes again.
Yes, indeedy.
And plant the bug. And that's the plan. That is exactly how tomorrow's gonna go.
Got it. So you do or you don't want me to yell milk?
Approaching the target.
Okay, let's do this.
Masks on.
I thought we were getting rubber masks.
Yeah, I couldn't find any. It's not Halloween.
These look like they're from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I got them from a sex shop, Amy, and we're lucky to have them. There were only three left.
At least you're not wearing a gimp mask.
Look, there weren't a lot of options. It was a very awkward retail interaction. Can we please just kidnap CJ now?
Ah! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! What the f***? You'll never get me alive! Help! Help! Somebody call the police! Here, take her! Take her instead of me! No, don't hurt me! Don't hurt me!
Oh, it's you!
Yeah, it's us! No, get in the van!
Oh, okay.
Help! Help! Help!
Hey, could we stop and get a slushie? It's just that you guys kind of made me drop it back there.
What the hell was that, CJ?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. You were supposed to be in gorilla masks.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You thought that we were real kidnappers who showed up at the exact time that we planned a fake kidnapping?
Exactly. You get it. He gets it.
Nobody's following us. I'm headed back to the apartment.
Okay, look, that didn't go great, but we got away. And on the plus side, no more of the plan hinges on CJ.
Oh, thank God.
You pulled off your mask, Jake. What if someone saw you?
That's why we have the Vulture.
Call me.
Ow!
Captain Pembroke, what do you have there?
Did you find your hair?
Nice work.
Let's bag it. Let's get it to the lab.
They have my hair? I thought you put your two worst guys on this.
These are my worst guys, all right? They're real dorks. They both wear glasses. One of them's even a woman.
Ugh, you said you didn't trust them to get coffee.
Look, if you can't tell what coffee is code for by now, then you and I shouldn't be talking about this, Jake.
Oh, my God. He put his best detectives on the case.
Hey, my two best detectives are Stinky and Boner, and they definitely know how to order coffee. Extra cream. Wink, wink.
Guys, stop fighting. We did it. Let's just chill and play some Madden.
No one's playing Madden with you, CJ.
You know, Peralta, this is all your fault. A witness saw your face, and now there's a police sketch of you being sent around.
Oh, please, that doesn't even look like me. The only thing they got right is my little curl, and I can just get rid of that.
Jake, you can't.
You're right. It's worth the risk to keep it.
This is bad. Our plan is collapsing.
No, it's not. John Kelly is going to authorize the Stingray within the hour, and everything will be fine. Assuming Wunsch gets the bug in place.
She's still standing there.
Well, since we got time, you want to talk about your goodbye party? Will you eat a cake, or does it have to be boneless chicken breast?
Sure. 70-year-old Terry can eat whatever he wants. You are talking about my retirement party, right? 20 years from now.
Dude, you know I'm not talking about that. What do you think is going to happen at the end of the week?
I don't know, but I do know what's going to happen right now. Topic change. You ever wonder where wind starts? I have. Wind is crazy.
You need to face facts.
About wind? I'm trying, but you won't engage. Why are you in denial about wind, Rosa?
Commissioner Kelly.
Something's going on with Wunsch.
I heard your app caught a serial killer. Hot clues strikes again.
Yes, indeedy.
What the hell, Raymond? You were following me?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been here the whole time.
My mistake. These two goons were carrying a dirty old mop that looked exactly like you.
What did you do?
She's up to something. I'm sure of it.
Hey, it's Kimball and Gerard. Those nerds found DNA all over the scene.
Take care of it.
Now?
Yes!
You know I just got here, but it feels like everything's falling apart.
No, everything's going great, Rosa.
Hey, cool. I'm not the only one that's in denial. It's catching on.
I'm not in denial. We've had a few hiccups, but all that matters is that Wunsch planted the bug on Kelly.
No, I didn't.
What's that now?
You don't trust me, I don't trust you. The mission is off. Here's your bug back. It's not an actual bug, so don't eat it, you lizard.
Ha! Huh, you didn't specify the subspecies of lizard. I won that round.
Oh my God, will you give it a rest?
Oh, man, I can't believe this wild ride's over. We've changed so much. You know, when we started out, we were just Charles the Jock, Amy the Rebel, Captain Silly Pants, Talky Talky Rosa, Terry the Stoner, and CJ the Ringleader.
I'm not sure you're nailing these.
Okay. I smoothed things over with Madeline, and she's agreed to rejoin the Suicide Squad.
Oh, goody gumdrops. But do we even need her? What does she bring to the table?
30 years of police experience.
I have 33.
I earned a police combat cross.
I have a Medal of Honor.
I own the record for most arrests as a uniformed officer in NYPD history.
You got me there. Of course, I never spent much time in uniform because I was promoted to detective after 1 month.
They're not allowed to do that. It's against the rules.
It's also against the rules to let a pile of worms wear a uniform, and yet here you stand.
Okay, just stop. Look, sir, I've explained this. Wunsch is the only one that can get close to Kelly. We need her.
Okay. The worm pile stays.
Great. That was our last obstacle. Except for one other thing. I promised her that you would apologize for everything you've ever done to her.
Including the Michelle Obama incident?
Yes, she mentioned that specifically. I'm very curious what happened there.
Oh, it's nothing, but fine. I'm sorry, Madeline, for everything. Especially for pushing you into Michelle Obama from behind and then running away.
What?
Sir!
It was very funny.
Apology accepted. There's a policeman's ball tonight. I can plant the bug on Kelly there. And since you don't trust me, you can be my plus one.
Oh, please. Everyone knows we're enemies. It would raise suspicion.
Don't worry. I know just what to tell people.
Madeline and I are now lovers.
So, we can assume Kelly authorized Stingray surveillance and we missed it, but if we ratchet up the pressure on him, we might get another chance.
How do we ratchet up pressure more than we already have?
By making him believe that the kidnappers are serious and that CJ is in real danger.
Ooh, what if we send Kelly a severed finger in a box?
No way! I need all my fingers! How else am I gonna do the hang ten sign?
Nobody's cutting off your fingers! Oh. I meant we would get one from the morgue.
From the morgue? Man, we are always getting into the craziest situations! If I were leaving this squad, I'd miss these moments, but I'm not, so I won't.
Okay, seriously, what's going on with him?
It's a whole thing.
Is it gonna screw up the plan?
It's more quietly self-destructive.
Sounds good. Terry, do you?
I have an idea. So when my dad lost his flower shop, my Aunt Bruce...
Charles, we don't have time for a weird Boyle story right now. Just tell us your idea.
We make a scary hostage video where it looks like we're gonna kill CJ.
Ooh, I love that. Wait a minute, your dad did that to save his flower shop? Was your aunt the hostage? What happened there?
You said we didn't have time.
I didn't know it was the coolest story ever.
Oh, it is.
Well, then tell the whole thing and spare no detail.
Okay, so you know how Aunt Bruce can lactate on command?
Of course.
Guys.
Yeah, sorry. All right, so we'll make a hostage video, but I don't think we should do it here. It's too nice. Do we know anyone with, like, a real creepy basement?
Yeah, it's just got one exposed light bulb and a couple of spent mattresses.
Spent? Oh, yeah, that sounds perfect.
Oh, wait, before we decide, Scully, what's your basement like?
Bunch of old Victorian wallpaper that came with the house. I tried to peel it off, but the wall underneath was covered with fingernail scratches.
Ooh.
Hitchcock, can you top it?
Mine has mother's hospital bed.
Okay, yeah. Scully.
I got this one red door I've never been able to open, and I hear screams behind it sometimes. But it's probably just the wind.
Okay, that's actually too scary. Hitchcock's it is!
How do we get close enough without attracting attention?
You could dance. You must know some moves. You were mentioned by name in the Monster Mash.
Fine, but on two conditions. We stay at least 4 inches apart at all times, and you tuck your tail back into your pants so I don't trip on it.
See you.
My name is Captain Jason Stentley. It's Friday night, I think. There's no windows in here. This morning I was kidnapped. For real.
Stop.
What? What was wrong with that?
You said you were kidnapped for real.
Well, I don't want people to think I was fake kidnapped. You know, I'm selling it.
Okay, let's just do it again. Say you were kidnapped and nothing else.
Now he's gonna add nothing else.
She's right.
Okay, fine. One more time. Take 12. Just say kidnapped.
Okay. Kidnapped.
Oh.
You move well. Must be all the extra legs, you crab.
Don't you find this exhausting?
Thinking of fresh insults? Not at all, you coffin cave mole beetle.
I meant our relationship. Aren't you tired of the rivalry? We fight, and nothing changes. But we're really not so different.
I suppose we were close once. Remember Brighton Beach.
1,200 kilos of heroin in an abandoned subway tunnel. How could I forget?
The largest drug bust in NYPD history, pulled off by the most unlikely duo.
A woman and a gay black detective.
No, I meant a human and a rotted jack-o'-lantern.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You weren't all the way rotted back then. There's John Kelly. Twirl me into him and I'll place the bunk. Hello, John.
Right on time, Madeline. Did Raymond buy it? Did he think you were bonding?
He was smiling at me like an idiot.
You've betrayed us, you coffin cave mold beetle.
Okay, one more take. Please stop saying don't forget to like and subscribe.
Sure, but how are we gonna get followers on this thing then?
NYPD! NYPD!
What's going on?
What's going on is you're under arrest for the kidnapping of Jason Stentley. Kobe!
But Kobe never passed. I can't go to prison. I couldn't even get through the scary parts of the musical Chicago.
Does anyone have a good lawyer?
I got a divorce guy, an alimony guy, a slip and fall guy, a pizza's too hot guy.
Everybody just relax. We're not gonna go to prison. It's all gonna work out in the end. Should we play celebrity?
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, Terry. No one wants to play celebrity. It's the best game ever made. But he does have a point. Nothing bad is gonna happen to us.
Wrong! Your turds are about to get flushed. Come on, Peralta. You're up first. Let's go.
Oh, cool. So I'm the first turd to be flushed. Bye, you guys.
What are you doing?
You were gonna get promoted out of missing persons.
Your plan went to hell, tough guy. Once, she came to me with a much better one. Guess what she's giving me for betraying you? My dream job, captain of the
69th precinct.
Bingo.
Look, you're not gonna get away with this. You were part of the whole thing.
First of all, Jake, there's no records that you and I teamed up together because you insisted that we only communicate through a beeper.
Stupid beepers were right to be addicted to our phones.
Eyewitness saw you. Your DNA's all over the scene. And I caught you red-handed making a hostage video. You're is cooked.
That's not a saying. It's goose.
Who cares about a goose? I'm talking about cooking a penis.
All right, this is pointless. CJ will just tell everyone the truth.
No, I won't. I bought him off. All I gotta do is play Madden with him.
Come on, CJ.
Hey, you know what? I just beefed hard, so I'm gonna let you stew in here for a little while.
I am loving it.
Such a loser.
And this is rock bottom.
Oh, Raymond, this is sad. He's the one you think of like a son. Right. Or are you closer to Santiago? Not that it matters. They're both equally going to prison.
Oh, come on, Madeline. There's no need to gloat. Though it does feel good. Gloaty, gloat, gloat.
I knew I never should have trusted you.
Yes, obviously not. You dumb dumb. John, you're gonna want to remember this. Why don't you snap a photo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you get in there with him?
Oh, why the heck not? My kids just got me a digital picture frame.
All right, everybody say 99.
99?
Raymond, I love the scowl, but could you slump your shoulders a bit more? Remember, you're a man who just lost everything. And done. We got it, Peralta.
Boom! Are they totally shocked? Is Kelly like, what just happened?
What just happened?
You've been had, John. You see, when you handed me your unlocked phone just now to snap that photo, I cloned it to a secure network server.
When you handed once your locked phone,
Yeah, I already said that part.
Sorry, I can't see or hear anything. I'll just be quiet from now on. I might chime in with a yeah here and there to stay in the mix.
Great. The only way to get you to trust me is if you thought I was betraying Holt.
Yeah!
And now I have access to all your personal correspondence.
All right!
Including all Stingray authorizations. It's over, Kelly. You're done.
Okay. You may have won this round, Madeline, but you're gonna live to regret it. You are both so gonna live to regret it.
I agree with what was just said.
Hey, Jake, I'm just gonna hold this down.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
When did you hatch this plan?
Peralta thought of it when I tried to quit the mission.
Hey, what's Holt's expression right now? Would you describe it as proud daddy?
It's hard to tell. He's still piecing it together. This could take a while.
Why didn't you just tell me what was actually happening?
I wanted to, sir, but it involved trusting Madeline Wunsch, and I just didn't think you could handle it. But I'm sorry that I lied to you. Sir? Sir? Oh no, is he mad? I can't see anything. Did he storm out?
No, I stormed in. To tell you it was a great play and nice work, Peralta.
And there it is. The proud daddy.
Well, well, well. Commissioner.
Still not used to hearing that. Of course, I'm only acting commissioner until they choose someone permanent.
Might well be you. After all, you brought down John Kelly. Wonder what he's doing now.
He's got a much higher paying job in the private sector.
Yes, the world is horrible. But then again, sometimes it surprises you. This whole time, I thought you were up to something, but really, you just wanted what was right for the NYPD.
I did. But also, I was up to something.
Could I have everyone's attention? I know it's my last day, and I've been in denial about it all week. And I still am. So I'm giving this toast for no reason. Here's to nothing.
You okay there, Ter?
It's just that if I wasn't in denial, I would be so depressed right now at the thought of leaving all of you.
Yeah, we'd be depressed too. If anything was happening, which it isn't.
Right. And I'm not going to say that no matter what precinct number is on your uniform, you will always be part of the 99.
It means so much to me that you aren't saying that right now.
And I want to say, I'm not going to miss you at all, you piece of crap. Good riddance.
Pretty sure you're misreading the game here, Charles.
Yeah, I see that now.
To nothing.
To nothing.
Thanks, guys. But this sucks.
Terry, come on. We're still going to see you all the time, I promise.
You'll come visit me in Staten Island?
Yeah! Or, you know, you can come to Brooklyn, there's seven of us, one of you, but we can iron out the details later.
Nobody's going to Staten Island.
Okay, damn, I get it. I'll come to you.
No, you're staying here at the 99. I just talked to Madeline Wunsch. She's making a personnel change, which frees up some room in the budget.
Really?
What kind of personnel change?
I told her that I'd only spent a month as a patrolman before I made detective. She said that's against regulations and has decided to rectify the situation.
Rectify it how?
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I...
Not a doctor.
Shh. From your lawn.